Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got a candidate for the 4th Court of Appeals here in Texas. And she's been a guest before, Miss Lori Macy Brissett. And I wanted to get her on because apparently there are some questions that have arisen regarding an interview she did with us, and we want to be sure that we clarify this situation. Welcome to the show, Lori. Thank you for taking time to be with us.
Thanks, George. I appreciate it.
Let's begin with this. Your opponent has cited a prior conversation on our show in which I would call it, I can't call it anything other than a hit piece. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, George, you know, I would. It's sad. All year long, I dealt with a strategy team on my campaign, and I can't tell you how many conversations I had with them about setting the right tone for a judicial campaign and not mudslinging. Judicial races should not devolve into that. And when it crosses over into what I would call a smear campaign with false allegations, that's just not conduct befitting a judge. So I'm hoping we can clear this up and move on.
Well, all right. So, what the allegation, let's go through these allegations. She says that you've been found to have violated a judicial conduct code and that you've put hundreds of cases at risk by being tossed, risk of being tossed.
Well, let's go one by one because I really want people to understand what she said and what the truth is. So you said you've been found to have violated the judicial conduct code. Absolutely not. There's not even been a conduct complaint filed against me.
How about that you've put a bunch of cases, hundreds of cases, at risk of being tossed?
Not a single motion to recuse has been filed in any case. There's not a single case at risk right now.
She also has said that you've had an out-of-court conversation or conversations with prosecutors and law enforcement officers involving Operation Lone Star.
That is not true either.
Well, I'm really confused. Who did you talk to and what's the big deal here?
Yeah, so when you and I talked, I think in July, and I was referencing on the podcast a trip I made down to the border earlier in the year, well, long before I was ever appointed to be a judge. And mind you, I've traveled all over this jurisdiction. This is 32 counties, and I've probably put 25,000 miles on my car, getting out there, meeting people, and campaigning. And quite frankly, that's a distinction between me and my opponent. She's been on the bench for 12 years. Not many people know her. She doesn't attend many community events or really get out there. She actually thinks judges should keep a wall between them and the community. But I believe differently. I believe that because we are seeing a waning of public confidence in judges, our judges need to be leaders in the community. Our people need to meet us, get to know us, so that they can have confidence in us. But in any case, what she's referencing is what you and I talked about in our last podcast, that I made a trip to the border long before I became a judge back in March. That was when we were still having thousands of people crossing illegally every day. And I went down with a border care project, and we took sodas and snacks and hygiene products down there. And I got to see the border itself, the wall, the processing area, talk to a border patrol agent, a county attorney, and others. And the problem here is she's making a few really big leaps or assumptions that I did things I didn't do. For example, she's saying I had conversations with these people about the Operation Lone Star cases. And what you have to understand is there's two things here. First, there's the border crossings, which issues do not come before the 4th Court of Appeals, and which was the focus of my visit. And second, there are the Operation Lone Star cases, which are criminal matters arising out of actions immigrants take long after they cross the border. That was not the focus of my trip or my conversations. So this is another difference between me and my opponent. She recently met with the county judge in another border town in Laredo, even put a picture on Facebook, but I would never assume that she had an inappropriate conversation with him about issues before the court. Of all people, a judge should go on evidence, not suspicion, and certainly shouldn't be making allegations in such a reckless manner. To say I've put hundreds of cases at risk when not one single case is at issue, this is completely a fabricated scandal to serve her campaign. And in fact, casting false allegations about your opponent is actually a violation of the Judicial Conduct Code. And this simply evidences the kind of judicial temperament that actually caused the Express News to endorse me over her.
Wow. Now, that's very, very interesting. The San Antonio Express, like you said, hardly ever endorses a Republican. And I'm just fascinated by that, here we have an endorsement of a Republican, much less one that's challenging to a two-term incumbent. I mean, this is interesting to me.
Yeah, I didn't expect it. But what they said is that they're very concerned about the Fourth Court of Appeals for all the reasons that I've been talking about, which is productivity down. We do about 150 fewer cases a year right now than we did pre-pandemic. We have judges that are working at home full time, not coming into the courthouse. We have people that just cannot even sit in a room and have a conversation with each other. It's a lot of dysfunction. And the Express News cited that dysfunction, cited the fact that my opponent wants to work from home, and actually said, quote, they have concerns about her ability to get along with others. And
wow.
That's a direct quote. And I
wow.
think but you know, there's a good side here, George. Let's find the rainbow. There's a good side. I always try to find the good thing in something bad that happened. And I got a video last night. My grandson, the video is of him looking at the picture on the hit piece of me. And for the first time, he's 18 months, he said my name. He said, Mima Lori, and pointed to it. So, hey, I at least
fantastic.
Got that.
Excellent.
But, you know, seriously, just think about where she's coming from and what may cause her to do something like this. She's a two-term incumbent who did not get endorsed by the Express News. That's huge. She's got a challenger who is more experienced than she is, and she can't compete with me on work ethic. So the only thing she can do is try to take away my strength. That's a classic move in a campaign. If your opponent doesn't have a weakness, you have to take away their strength. And mine has been my slogan, justice, not politics. So she's going to make me sound as political as possible. But one of the values I live by is know who you are and be that person regardless of who's watching. And I'm comfortable with who I am and how I've run this campaign. In fact, my mantra all year has been, I'd rather lose a campaign I'm proud of than win one I'm ashamed of.
Excellent. Lori, thank you very, very much for taking time to be with us. Anything else that you want to add? Because we want to be sure that this issue is cleared up.
Yeah, I just want to thank you because I'm sorry that she put your podcast at issue, the conversation we had. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to do this. And go vote.
You got it. You got it. Folks, once again, we've been speaking with my good friend, Miss Lori Massey-Brissett, who is a candidate for the Texas State Fourth Court of Appeals. Please get out there, my friends, and vote. Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. Have a good one.